We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, virtuous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supremaster Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankverong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ife Blessimong Asadema.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Child Fund International donates $500,000 for Haitian children. In sustainable energy news, a Kenyan engineer's solar lamp program has benefited more than 65,000 individuals. In good governance news, Ecuador expands assistance to people with disabilities. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 19th, the birth anniversary of highly revered Taoist philosopher and enlightened sage Lao Tzu is celebrated in many parts of Asia. Born over 2,500 years ago, Lao Tzu, whose name means Venerable Master, is respected and regarded as the founder of Taoism. The Tao Te Ching, a collection of 81 of Lao Tzu's wise sayings, is among the most translated and influential books in the world. It explains the principles of Taoist teachings and is a timeless source of spiritual guidance to truth seekers. May the great master Lao Tzu's illuminated visit to our planet continue to bring many precious individuals to the path of inner peace and virtue.
Flyin News. Supreme Master Chenghai International Association relief news updates from Japan. Exactly 1 week after the 9.0 quake, the largest ever recorded in Japan, and its subsequent tsunami devastated a nation considered to be one of the most prepared for such disasters, Japan observed a minute of silence. As of Friday, March 18, the toll of deaths and unaccounted for has topped 17,000. More than 350,000 people have sought refuge in some 2,260 shelters across 15 quake-hit prefectures. Survivors have been facing snow and freezing weather. There is still a shortage of basic necessities at shelters, including food, water and fuel, as well as medical supplies and personnel. At least two hospitalized patients lost their lives due to a shortage of medicine.
Immediately following the initial disasters on March 11, 2011, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $20,000 with all her love and sorrowful prayers, as she also expressed her deep gratitude for all the international aid extended to Japan at this time. Upon hearing the first report of our association members from Japan and Formosa, or Taiwan, who had travelled at her instruction to go comfort the victims most in need, Supreme Master Qinghai donated another $30,000 for reimbursement and additional urgently required items, especially for the elderly and children.
As one relief team from Japan's Gunma Center distributed supplies to victims in Mito City of Ibaraichi Prefecture, another team of our Japanese and Formosan Association members carried out relief work in Iwate Prefecture.
そして
33人の死が1つ消えてしまいました。地震はものすごい揺れで、いや、立っていられないくらい揺れました。それでこれではダメだということで孫を背負って車で来ないで歩いてきました。そしたら避難場所に来て 10分も経たないうちにものすごい水しぶきがあって風かと思うくらい真っ黒な煙を吐きながら登ってきました。それで避難場所も危なくなって山へ駆け上りました。はい、以上です。お家はどうなられましたか？お家は見てる目の前で流されました。
With even emergency telephone service unavailable, detailed information concerning the needs of disaster victims was limited. Thus, as part of the relief team stayed in Tokyo to obtain relief supplies, the other members traveled through the snowfall to Rikuzen Takata City of Iwate Prefecture to investigate the situation.
Actually, we're an advanced team that arrived this morning, but the rest of the party is obtaining rescue supplies now. They are getting necessities such as water, blankets, socks, pocket warmers, snacks, sweets, and the like. However, what is really required the most at the sites right away?
Daily necessities, so-called clothing to put on, like clothes or underwear. Such things are still insufficient.
Once we are back, we'll contact the Tokyo headquarters and we'll try our best to obtain these necessities and deliver to you as soon as possible.
What troubles us most is that the electricity is still out in these two towns. Besides, both regular telephones and cellular phones are dead. The worst trouble is that we lack heating oil and gasoline, plus diapers for babies.
Upon receiving permission to use an emergency satellite phone at a shelter, our association members relayed the gathered information to those in Tokyo. After purchasing the urgent necessities, the Tokyo team joined our other association members in Rikuzen Takata to deliver the aid to grateful victims.
Meanwhile, in an update on the situation at the damaged Fukushima nuclear power plant, the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, stated on Friday that there has been no significant worsening of radiation from the plant, although the situation is still very serious. On Friday, with radiation levels reportedly lower at the plant, the Tokyo Fire Department dispatched 30 emergency units and special fire engines to resume cooling attempts by pumping water into the storage pool of the number 3 reactor for the second day.
The water levels at this reactor, which contains dangerous plutonium in its fuel rods, were believed to still be low despite Thursday's efforts. Reactor number 4 also continued to be a cause for concern due to the similar possibility of water having dried out, which could lead to the fuel rods catching fire and releasing significant amounts of radiation into the atmosphere.
With plans in place to continue supplying water via outside sources, engineers successfully connected a power line to the plant on Saturday, which will help restore internal cooling function to at least one reactor. Due to the extensive damage, Japan on Friday raised the alert level of its nuclear crisis from 4 to 5 on a 7-point international scale for atomic incidents, which is two levels below the catastrophic 1986 Chernobyl nuclear accident.
Our gratefulness, all governments, organizations, and individuals for your tireless work in assisting the Japanese people. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt support to the vulnerable, as well as our diligent association's relief team for their attentive endeavors. With heaven's grace, may those affected be blessed with continued courage and resiliency as we strive to alleviate such catastrophic circumstances through our kinder stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
That the agency's mission would focus on radiation measurements and
nuclear energy under review around globe. As Japan's recent disaster led to nuclear power plant damage resulting in radiation leaks and serious risks of meltdown, countries and citizens have responded in alarm, with many beginning to review their own nuclear energy policies. Joining countries like the UK, Switzerland, France, and Finland, Spain's Prime Minister José Luis Rodrigo Zapatero announced a review of the country's 8 nuclear reactors. A safety evaluation was likewise ordered by U.S. President Barack Obama for all of the nation's power plants. French President Nicolas Sarkozy also promised that previously announced tests on security systems at the country's 58 nuclear reactors will be made public. In a European ministerial meeting held earlier in the week, Spain and Portugal went a step beyond immediate safety considerations as they called for the gradual phase-out of nuclear energy altogether.
Portuguese Secretary for the Environment, Humberto de Rosa, stated, "Nuclear power is neither a safe option nor is it sustainable. In the past decades, we have not managed to prevent accidents or to find a solution for the storage of highly toxic nuclear waste. Likewise, in a speech to the German Parliament on Thursday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel vowed to accelerate the transition to sustainable energy, promising a measured exit from nuclear power. This follows a decision made soon after Japan's disaster to entirely switch off 7 aging reactors in Germany, along with launching a 3-month detailed study of the nation's energy policy.
Meanwhile, other countries across the globe have begun to review the hazards of nuclear energy within their own borders. China has commissioned safety inspections of all nuclear facilities and suspended approval of new projects. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez also cancelled preliminary plans for a new nuclear power plant, as he instructed the energy ministry to seek alternative sources of energy.
Our appreciation, concerned leaders, for your reassessment of the nation's energy with people's safety in mind. As we pray for the protection of the Japanese people, may all nations soon thrive in a clean, secure, and sustainably powered world.
Citizens speak out. Across the globe, the call for increased human rights, democratic ideals, and improved living conditions continues as people in many countries seek their government support for these basic freedoms.
Among those countries where citizens engaging in pro-democracy protests are Afghanistan, Argentina, Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Mauritania, Panama, Venezuela, Indonesia, Greece, Croatia, Armenia, Burkina Faso, Libya, Morocco, Egypt, Palestine, Oman, Algeria, Bangladesh, Belgium, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, China, Djibouti, Honduras, India, Iran, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Malaysia, North Korea, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Tunisia, Turkey, Turkish Cyprus, United Kingdom, United States, Yemen, and Bahrain.
In Mauritania, where the main concern of protesters has been increasing food and fuel prices, Magharibia News Agency reports that the government has announced a 6-month program to open 600 stores selling staple foods at discounted prices. Following recent protests in Panama, President Ricardo Martinelli announced plans for constitutional reform, urging social dialogue to avoid the failure of past reform efforts, which he said had suffered from insufficient public participation.
In Bahrain, where peaceful protesters have been enduring a violent and deadly repression, Alu Beit News Agency reports that 50 senior officials have resigned in protest of the violence. UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay on Thursday expressed deep alarm at the government's excessive use of force, pointing out that the military takeover of hospitals represented a shocking but clear violation of international law. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom sent planes to help evacuate citizens, and the Netherlands advised their nationals to leave the country.
In addition, Press TV reported that thousands on Friday defied a government-imposed curfew to join in protests for political reform. To support the Bahraini protesters as well as call for Saudi troops withdrawal, demonstrations were also held in Iraq, India, and the Saudi Arabian cities of Qatif, Safwa, Awamiya, and Al Rabia.
12 more people lost their lives in Cote d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, as disputes continue between supporters of President-elect Alassane Ouattara, who received a majority popular vote, and incumbent Laurent Gbagbo, who refused to step down from office.
At least 50 Yemeni citizens died, with hundreds more injured, as government forces shot pro-democracy protesters in the capital Sana'a. As President Ali Abdullah Saleh declared a state of emergency throughout the country, international leaders such as European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, United States President Barack Obama, and the French government urged the government to stop the violence. In Pakistan on Friday, politicians and tribal elders joined citizens in several cities to protest a United States drone strike or unmanned air attack that mistakenly killed more than 40 tribal elders and others gathered for a peace jirga.
In Libya, after the UN Security Council on Thursday approved a landmark no-fly zone to protect Libyan citizens from being attacked by their government, Libyan officials declared a ceasefire, reportedly for humanitarian reasons, with a halt to all air travel. However, Al Arabiya Satellite Television reported that government forces on Friday used tanks and weaponry to renew attacks on citizens in the city of Misrata, with an unspecified number of people dead and injured.
Even before the no-fly zone was imposed, United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon warned against further such attacks, saying that killing citizens is a crime against humanity.
In sorrow for those who have perished, we pray for an end to all conflict, and that heaven may bless citizens throughout the world to live in dignity, shared respect, freedom, and peace.
Supreme Master Qinghai honored with Environmental, Humanitarian, and Peace Award. During a recent visit to Formosa or Taiwan to meet with government and business representatives, 12th Philippine President Fidel V. Ramos, also the founding chair of the Ramos Peace and Development, or RPDEV Foundation, wished to convey his long-held appreciation of Supreme Master Qinghai and her dedicated service to the world with a special award. His Excellency, renowned as one of the Philippines' most effective leaders and peace advocates, had visited Formosa previously. Per Supreme Master Qinghai's instructions, he was this time also warmly received upon his arrival by our association members.
We're very happy for the welcome of the Supreme Master Qinghai Foundation and for the people of Taiwan. Her foundation is the friend of our foundation, and she is our friend personally because we have been hosted by the foundation many times here in Taiwan. And so we thought that by providing a symbolic award.
Through the efforts of the Supreme Master, we are able to preserve the environment and make life for our children very bright.
Although unable to attend the ceremony herself, Supreme Master Qinghai asked a representative to accept the award on her behalf while conveying her appreciation for the honor. In the grand ceremony that was conducted in the presence of the esteemed statesman, former First Lady Imelda, Philippine delegation, Formosan and U.S. government officials and VIPs, as well as members of our association, Mr. Ramos presented the 2011 Environmental Protection and Humanitarianism Award for Supreme Master Qinghai.
那吴上师呢对于这个全世界前人类呢这么提倡对和平啊环保啊素食是非常积极的所以这值得肯定他是 number one 第一位青海吴上师全力推动就是用素食净化心灵然后拯救地球那么这样子的付出呢其实大家也都看得到了然后我们也 恭喜青海吴上师，你最棒！Presented
to the Supreme Master Qinghai Environmental Protection and Humanitarian Award in recognition of her worldwide commitment and continuing program for the protection of the environment and her humanitarian work. To provide care and assistance to the poor, needy, and disadvantaged, given by the Ramos Peace and Development Foundation. This is a big, big bowl.
我要解释为什么它看起来像一个大碗.
And it is to be filled up by the people of the world with fruits and vegetables.
因为我们要为世人喂饱他们食物，里面装的是蔬菜跟水果.
And I'm sure you will do it under Supreme Master Qinghai's guidance and direction. Thank you very much.
我想我以一个从事农业的立场来讲，事实上，青海吴上师他所讲的一个观念，其实是还蛮正确的，就是说，其实我们在饲养猪啊、牛啊，或者是这些牲畜呢，事实上，它所带来的污染。
间接的对气候变迁也会造成很不好的影响。怎么一起来努力？包括我们所推广的这些食物也好，或者是我们的保护动物也好，等等，我想这个都很重要。那我们当然祝福我们师父能够在这方面能够带领大家，来让大家有很多的共识，把这些工作做得更好，这样。
Be Veg Girl Green to Save the Planet， 吃素环保救地球。
After the award presentation, President Ramos also dedicated personally signed books he has authored to Supreme Master Qinghai. Our association members also presented gifts, such as a crystal rabbit holding a flower to symbolize prosperity in the Lunar New Year of the rabbit, and scrolls wishing longevity through the vegan diet, while also honoring His Excellency's upcoming birthday with a special vegan cake.
With respectful thanks to His Excellency Fidel V. Ramos and distinguished attendees of the ceremony for their thoughtful recognition, we join in heartfelt congratulations to Supreme Master Qinghai for her selfless, unwavering assistance to all beings. May heaven bless the Philippines, Formosa, and our planet with a future of peace and harmony.
save our planet. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency calls on Americans to save water during this week's Fix a Leak Week, saying that 1 trillion gallons of water is wasted each year due to household leaks.
I'm Lua the Green Akuchi, and this is my handsome husband, Una.
We're following a vegan diet of peace. Today, we have a money-saving tip.
You can reduce costs on home maintenance by doing your own simple repairs, such as fixing a leaky water faucet.
Right, Lua. There's a lot of information available online or at your local library.
Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Here's the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, Child Fund International donates $500,000 to improve the lives of Haitian children. The funds have been contributed to the US-based Physicians for Peace. They will be used for a number of endeavors, including providing custom-fitted prosthetics, medical equipment, and a summer camp for children with disabilities. Brigadier General Ron Sconyers, President and Chief Executive Officer of Physicians for Peace, stated, "The grant funds will help build long-term healthcare capacity and human resources in Haiti, while meeting the immediate needs of those with disabilities." Our earnest gratitude, Child Fund International and Physicians for Peace, for your compassionate efforts. With heaven's grace, may they help usher in many bright tomorrows for the beautiful youngsters of Haiti.
In sustainable energy news, a Kenyan engineer's solar lamp program has benefited more than 65,000 individuals. Mr. Evans Wodongo, 25 years old, invented a solar lamp when he was a university student. In 2004, he founded the Use Solar Save Lives project, which designs, produces, and distributes solar-powered lanterns to disadvantaged communities. It also assists them in beginning entrepreneurial ventures, partially from the funds that they would otherwise have spent on kerosene if they were not using solar lamps. The endeavor is helping to improve youngsters' standard of education, decrease respiratory and eye-related illnesses, mitigate climate change, and enhance the standard of living in rural communities in Kenya. Bravo, Mr. Evans Wodongo, on your fantastic endeavor. May Use Solar Save Lives continue to meet with great success, enriching the lives of many lovely Kenyans. Coming up on Noteworthy News, more than 750,000 Ecuadorian schoolchildren will be tested to prevent the occurrence of disabilities. We'll take a moment for inner communion with God. Please stay tuned for more touching news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, praiseworthy news for a nobler world. In good governance news, Ecuador expands assistance to people with disabilities. In the second phase of the government-sponsored solidarity mission Manuela Espejo, more than 294,000 individuals in 17 provinces will be supplied with medical devices. Countrywide comprehensive care centers have also been launched to provide permanent health services to people with disabilities. Furthermore, over 750,000 schoolchildren will be tested with the goal of preventing disabilities from occurring. Our sincere appreciation, Ecuador, for your care of all your citizens. May each cherished child of God thrive in happiness and well-being on a sustainable earth.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Blood Donation.
The boss said to Johnny, the baseball star, I would like to give you a big sum of money if you donate some blood to other players so that they can become as strong and persistent as you are. Johnny smiled. In this way, boss, I buy some of your blood with a certain sum to make all of us wealthy, okay?
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Maha Guru Ching Hai, perkenankan saya menyampaikan kerinduan saya selama 15 tahun atas pencarian jawaban akan suatu kebenaran. Saya sudah vegan dan bebas dari ketergantungan merokok dikarenakan pada suatu hari saya singgah di warung makan vegan milik salah satu murid Maha Guru Ching Hai di Yogyakarta. Dan setiap hari saya dapat pengertian tentang hidup sehat dengan menjadi vegan serta membaca buku kumpulan ceramah master di beberapa kota di dunia yaitu buku Pencerahan Seketika. Sepulangnya dari warung tersebut, saya bermimpi bertemu di stasiun kereta api dengan Maha Guru Ching Hai. Mimpi saya berlanjut sampai dengan hari kelima. Maha Guru naik kapal pesiar dengan saya dan mengatakan kepada saya di mimpi tersebut, sekarang atau tidak sama sekali. Saya mohon petunjuknya. Ardian dari Yogyakarta, Indonesia.
Hi, Ardian. Thank you for your heartfelt note. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Spiritual Ardian, how wonderful to hear your good news. That you have become vegan and stopped the dangerous habit of smoking is a cause for rejoicing. You are most welcome to get in touch with your birthright of the Divine Kingdom of Inner Sound and Light. Please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org to contact our association center closest to you for more information. May heaven bless you and all the gentle people of Indonesia. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be graced with divine blessings.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Spanish Foreign Affairs and Cooperation Minister Trinidad Jimenez travels on a 5-day tour of the Middle East to advance bilateral relations, visiting Egypt, Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton visits Tunisia, where she meets with interim President Houed Mabaza and pledges support and assistance in the nation's transition to democracy.
Indian photojournalist and reporter Dilnaz Bogar wins the Agence France-Presse Kate Webb Prize, including $4,200 in recognition of her courageous work reporting on the conflict in the Indian-administered Kashmir and its impact on the region's youth.
The United States returns to China 14 ancient artifacts considered priceless and representing an integral part of the country's heritage that had been placed in safekeeping after being retrieved from illegal traffickers in 2010.
During a meeting between Tajik President Emomali Rahmon and Pakistani Prime Minister Makhdoom Saeed Yousaf Raza Gilani, the two signed a joint declaration to improve bilateral relations in various fields, including trade, economy, energy, and agriculture.
Researchers from the University of California, Berkeley, in the USA, find that the human brain recharges its learning capacity during sleep, as study participants who took naps before memorization tasks scored on average 20% higher than others.
After a female swan at Washington Wildlife Center in Wearside, UK lost her mate in 2008, staff at the center recently arranged dates with possible suitors, with the female swan ultimately choosing a new mate and beginning to build a nest with him.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups,
companies everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.